Hello, this is Danielle here, and welcome to our third episode of The Pod Couple. But me and Keith, we're not alone. We're back with Steve Sheridan again.
Hello, everyone.
We've decided that me and Keith have run out of things to say, so we're just going to keep having Steve Sheridan
back. Danielle decided that?
Oh.
I'm kind of uncomfortable with the fact that she always wants to include him in everything we do in our marriage.
We're changing this to the Third Wheel Podcast. Yeah.
Am I the third wheel?
I think you might be.
I'm the third wheel?
I think you know the answer.
I think you are.
Okay.
Why do you ask questions you already know the answers to?
It hurts less.
Anyway, moving on.
So today, my voice will be sounding a little sexier than normal because I have a cold.
Debatable.
So I've got those nice low tones and instead of my usual high shrills. So how are you guys doing today?
I mean, we're doing great. We were trying to capture the video games we were playing on the computer, but we couldn't get the live commentary to work, so it was a bit of a disappointment.
We did get the capture, though. We captured the video.
Yeah, it looks really good. Yeah,
it looks
so
great.
We're excited.
Just the audio is missing.
We're continuing on our journey of GameTimeBro.com.
Yeah, so you guys recorded your first episode on Wednesday, right?
We did. Well, the Game Time Show Bro.
Yes.
The Game Time Show Bro. Yes.
Yeah, there's a comma between show and bro.
Okay.
Proper grammar.
Yes, please.
So it's Game Time Show Bro.
Yes.
Boom.
You nailed it.
I like the pause in there. We should consider doing that.
Well, it's kind of hard to get like that tempo when you're introducing it.
True. You don't want to slow
but
down.
I'm working on it. We can figure it out.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to be talking about on your podcast?
Mostly video games.
Mostly video games.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we'll have some like, or Keith has talked about doing some other stuff like the Pod Couple thing or...
Yeah.
So that's our video game podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have this one and then third party support where we can talk about kind of whatever we want.
Yeah. And you've also got two others on that podcast, right? Jay and Mikey?
Oh, on Game Time Show,
yes.
Bro? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The first episode went well.
Well, the problem is we were derailed over and over again.
Yes.
And it was as tough as an editor because we had about 2 hours and 40 minutes of talking, and I got it down to an hour and 15, but I had to eliminate some of the good jokes just to keep it have some sort of flow.
Yeah, I mean, the jokes came in on most of the derailment that was going on. And it's hard as two people having the... I mean, I'm, you know, obviously fairly new at it, too. We all kind of are.
Oh, we all
but
are.
Yeah, we all are.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to, you know, get down how, like, a proper conversation goes.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, if you're talking, you can cut your friends off and be like, hey, shut up, dickhead. Like, let me talk. And it doesn't really work out as well on a podcast.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
You're doing a good job, Mikey.
Well,
Mikey. What?
You mean
are you listening,
listener?
Mikey?
Mikey, if you're listening, please ignore what I just said. I love you.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, I am practicing not cutting everyone off, although I've spent my whole life practicing cutting everyone off.
You have.
Hey, you deliberately try to cut people off?
No, I was trying.
It's just how he does.
Yeah.
You know,
It's just my personality.
No, I know he does, but I was hoping that it was accidental and not deliberate. That's just the way he is.
That's the way I am. It's deliberate and accidental at the same time. I don't do it to hurt people's feelings. I just never learned the right way to have conversations.
But you've been good with it because you've kind of taken the role as the host. So like I think you understand that you can't cut people off all the time, and you kind of bring us back into topics that we need to talk about or want to talk about.
Yeah, well,
but we'll get. I mean, the dynamic of four people is hard, especially with big personalities for all of us.
Three does seem a little bit easier.
Yeah,
it's a little more intimate, and we can kind of plan what we're going to talk about a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
but I think in time it's going to be really good. It's one episode down, you know, I'm still feeling good about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. You've got a lot of humor and talent there. Speaking of humor, did you guys watch the SNL 40 show last night?
That is a veteran segue. Veteran segue for
Danielle. Speaking of being funny.
But yes, I watched some of it, I should say. I had soccer last night and we watched it at the bar. They had it at the bar afterwards. I sort of was able to see and hear some stuff, but not all of it. And then when I got home, I watched the last like 10 minutes. Yeah. So I watched the ending, which was pretty cool. See Steve Martin up there, you know, giving the wave, and everyone I was, you know, said hi. It was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was just cool seeing so many of my favorite people all in one spot. Like, I've kind of realized in Hollywood, my favorite people are the comedians. Like, I have this best friend group in my mind. Like, if I was a Hollywood person, I would want to be best friends with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler, and we would have the best time all the time.
I like that. I think that you're not wrong.
Who would you guys be friends with and out of the SNL characters?
That's a good question.
Or actors?
Stevie, you got anything?
I would be friends with everyone, but I would just want to be intimate with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
Intimate in what way?
Yeah.
You know what way. I said intimate for a reason.
You're bringing sexy back, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Jimmy Fallon seems super cool. Oh, I love him. Cool.
Well, with Justin
Timberlake.
He would
be my boyfriend if I wasn't married to Keith.
Oh, yeah. Well, keep dreaming.
Well, this is awkward for me, Danielle. Where's my role now?
You're still going to be married to me, whether you like it or not. I'm sorry.
Whether you date Jimmy Fallon or not, you're still going to be married to Keith.
Yeah, you could date him and get money to bring back to me.
So you would be friends with Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon, you're right. Justin Timberlake seems pretty awesome.
I mean, but they're like best pals. Yeah. So like they would come as like a package. Yeah. So if I were to date Justin Timberlake, I hope you're listening, Justin. Then Jimmy Fallon would just come over all the time. We'd hang out.
But I'd like to bring in Andy Samberg as
well. Oh, I love him. Maybe he's my other boyfriend.
Lonely Island. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a crush on all your friends.
Oh, back. You already do, considering you're bringing Stevie into everything.
Welcome
in our
to
lives.
The Third Wheel Podcast, folks. My name is Steve. Keith, you're the third wheel.
I understand that now. Imagine if she actually dated Jimmy Fallon. Then I would be the fourth wheel and I'd balance everything out.
Oh my God. Right.
That'd be
and
awesome.
And then I would be the one in the weird spot and you wouldn't be in the weird spot anymore.
I was still seeing you as two.
Right. But still seeing me as two and Jimmy Fallon as three?
Yeah, you're pretty good.
I mean, I don't know if I'm Jimmy Fallon status. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah.
As cool as it was, though, to see everybody together, it wasn't like incredibly funny because it was just a bunch of really short clips. Like sometimes they'd play a clip and I would want to see more. I was like, oh wait, what's this skit? And then they would go on to the next one. So it felt kind of hard to I know the purpose was just to like remember and everything, but I wish maybe some of the skits were given more time.
I do wonder how the process of writing it went. Like, was it just the regular writers? Did any of the old cast members have anything to do with it?
I thought that while I was watching too. I'm not entirely sure.
It's tough to imagine all those people coming in and being like, yeah, I'm gonna sit down for the next couple weeks and help write 3.5 hours of television. So I think it was really more they banked on the nostalgia, but
because they needed it. SNL is in a shit can right now.
Yeah, I don't
at least I think so. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't like religiously watched it like I used to in a long time, but from what I've heard and read, it's just not. And
I think a good gauge of that is just how Weekend Update is going. And if you watch that now, it's like Colin Jost. I'm just like, what are you doing on my television?
I don't even know who that is.
they just added him. He was a writer. And then I'm pretty sure he's only in it when he's on Weekend Update. And I honestly, it's very, very confusing to me.
You know who I don't really get? Is it Seth Meyers?
Well, he's not on SNL anymore, but yeah, why don't you like him?
I don't find him funny. He smiles a lot. He looks like a nice guy, but he doesn't really have any edge.
You want edge?
In a comedian, yeah.
I've always liked Seth Meyers. I thought he was pretty funny. Yeah. He's also a Boston guy, I think.
Maybe I'll have to,
I like to assume everyone
watch him
guy.
Outside of that context.
Yeah, he has a late night show that maybe you can watch and
lately.
See if you like that.
After Jimmy, right?
To be honest, I've never seen it because I go to sleep at 10 p.m. usually.
Nice.
Yes, that's
true. I did think it was funny how you were talking about being at a bar watching that show because I watched it in bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we missed the end too because we fell asleep.
Oh, you fell asleep as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, it was very entertaining and I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so
yeah.
I did have a problem with the fact that it was on Sunday instead of Saturday.
Yeah.
But I guess you get more viewers that way.
My favorite part, you were asleep for. Jerry Seinfeld was talking to the audience.
I saw that.
And he
that
did
was
such
great.
A good job because he was just like having casual conversation. It was funny. And Larry David spoke up and was like just the dialogue between those two was hilarious. And now you can see like Larry David definitely wrote the character of Seinfeld like to him like to portray who he is because he's exactly like Jerry's
character both were heavily Seinfeld. Involved
yeah
the weird thing I thought was so Eddie Murphy returned for the first time in like 30 years
ever, right
I think. Yeah first oh. time ever and he did not attempt to be funny at all
no.
he was just like this is cool like
he was very
great.
Sentimental
he
yeah.
was very sentimental but you could tell he wasn't necessarily comfortable being in the
yeah.
public eye anymore
yeah he definitely wasn't Chevy Chase also like I don't know what's going on with him because he just could barely speak
yeah it did seem like he might have some health issues at
yeah.
this point
yeah and he I mean with the whole Community thing and the backlash like that's oh sorry
that's so
crazy. With like the Community thing and the backlash there where he left the show and he hated the writers that was like all over you know in,
yeah.
like social media and so I'm sure yeah. His PR team is trying to like everything and I'm sure yeah. that's why he did it you know and
yeah he
yeah.
seemed a little uncomfortable anyway and I think he's always been known as someone that's kind of hard to work with so.
Yeah I've
that's
heard that
true.
Yeah I mean I don't know it was good to see him I mean I think
yeah,
it,
definitely.
For something like that the more stars you can get back the better
yeah well, I mean I love all the Christmas Vacation movies with him in it
yeah.
like he was like genius because he would ad lib a lot of those lines where he would go off just spitting out insults at people
yeah well I think that's kind of most good comedies are like that
yeah
like, you can't write everything down and just you know
that's
repeat
why
it verbatim
that's why that was interesting to see him because you know he had that talent to like spit things off and last night he could barely form the words that he was supposed to
yeah.
be saying so something's going on I think
yep.
but
you know the last thing that kind of stood out to me was the fact that when you threw in some current SNL cast members with previous cast members it was so clear how outclassed they are
yeah.
Like,
yeah
I wonder if SNL is really something people aspire to anymore because there just isn't the talent anymore
it's I think this was like they realized how bad the show was and I think they well on one hand I think that they wanted to get it out and get out you know people like Bill Murray who's in his late 60s
yeah.
oh, he's
and
great.
Or mid 60s and like Betty White who you
yeah.
know and
she's
I think
like 150
I, yeah right
yeah.
But I think that this felt to me like an SNL 50 year reunion
yeah it did
yeah
and I think because the show is so bad now that they were like we have to do something to get people back
yeah we can't wait
well,
till
we
50.
Can't wait till 50 but then on the other side of the coin it's like people like, you know, what's Bill Murray going to look like in his 70s? And Betty White, is she, you know, in 10 years? Like, it's
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, original cast members
are
in 10
yeah,
years are they, almost 80.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
of them are over 80.
So,
that's true.
You know, so it was one of those, like, I thought, that was my first thought that, like, this is, like, they wanted this for 50. They didn't want this for 40.
Yeah.
They just needed to put it out because SNL is in, like, so bad right
well,
now.
They are
but
also,
then on the other, like I just said, then on the other side, it's like, well, maybe those original cast members like might not make it till 50, whether it's
mm-hmm.
you know they pass away or they're just not with it anymore. Or
well, they
so it's hard for me to still gauge like whether. I mean, I thought again from the little bit that I saw, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't watch all of it, but I think it was good and necessary.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, so it's interesting you bring that up because they launched an app, I think yesterday,
oh, I saw
where
that.
It has like all. I don't know how it exactly works, but it has a ton of content from the last 40 years. And it's clear that this is a big publicity stunt.
Yeah.
It was still awesome and I enjoyed it, but they're definitely trying to drum up some support and some new viewers because they're in the shitter right now.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Then they just need Will Ferrell to do Celebrity Jeopardy all the time.
I know.
Save SNL.
I know.
Will Ferrell just like once a week, just one skit.
I know. Well, he's crazy enough to agree to shit like that. It probably isn't once a week, but, you know, maybe once a month or something. Because, man, I love Celebrity Jeopardy.
That Celebrity Jeopardy was really good. The 40-year one was so good. I will even say, you mentioned the current cast members.
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber was fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it bad I don't know her name?
I don't know her name either.
All right. That's telling very much.
But the other guy who came on as Christopher Waltz, I didn't really enjoy.
I didn't think that was very good at all.
I didn't think so either. But the Bieber was a current cast member, and she was fantastic.
Yeah,
I think she's
really
known for that.
Yeah.
She does it a lot. She's really good at it.
But then just like having like Sean Connery with Daryl Hammond and Turd Ferguson.
So my name.
Turd Ferguson. Yeah, what do you want?
That's
you
fine.
Buzzed in. No, I didn't. And they brought back the hat, the big yellow hat that he had.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
And then he put it on Trebek.
It was so good. It was just that was. I mean, again, I didn't see a lot of them. Or you know, I heard the Bill Murray Jaws with Jaws playing in the background.
Oh, I loved
it.
It
was really good. I didn't catch the audio on that, unfortunately. I don't know. I couldn't hear it that
he
well.
He was singing like a love song to Jaws.
Yeah, he added lyrics to it.
It was pretty funny. Awesome. It was before my time, but I think he did that a lot. Like, he did that one song. He's like, Star Wars. We're talking about Star Wars.
Oh, so this is like a recurring thing.
I think so.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good. We also watched Boyhood this weekend. Have you seen that yet?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Oh. There's everywhere I read says it's going to be Best Picture. Even Stan, he was like, I think it's going to be Best Picture. He loved it.
Yeah.
Danielle and I weren't over the moon about it.
No. I mean, it's hard because I would still recommend it to people just because it's such an interesting concept to follow around, like, a lot of the characters actually were the same characters for 12 years. I thought it was going to be just the boy, but the mom, the dad, the sister were all the same.
No, I mean everyone.
Yeah.
Spoilers, they grow up. What?
Yeah, they do.
So have you heard about it?
Yeah, that they followed this kid and Ethan Hawke and whoever the mom was.
Patricia Arquette.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that they, you know, this little guy, this little kid, they filmed him when he was, I don't even know how old.
I believe they start at 5 or 6 because they end with him going to college, which is about 18.
It's about, so and then I heard over the 12-year span, they filmed the whole movie in 12 years.
Yeah, like, so
they watched these kids grow up, and they watched Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette get older. And,
So it's a cool gimmick. But
I like that. See, I don't even look at that as a gimmick. I think that's a really cool concept.
It is.
Well, but like, it's something I would watch on YouTube, though. Like, I already see someone who's like films themselves for every year for 12 years and you watch them grow up and it's cool, but it's over in 30 seconds. This took 2 hours 45 minutes that I'll never get back.
I probably will see the movie, but I just think the idea is original for Hollywood.
No,
because usually you know you cram everything in, and but I mean, obviously filming takes a long time, but 12 years is like, you to watch somebody grow up like that, usually in movies they try to mask that.
Yeah.
And so
it definitely showed like the real effects of aging. And
yeah, but the thing is that it is a great concept, and it's why I watched it, but I don't think they did a particularly good job at it.
Yeah,
I think they kind of relied on that concept, gimmick, whatever you want to call it, to carry the brunt of the load instead of thinking through the plot and trying to get somewhere. They get anywhere.
I read an article about how it was written, and basically he would film for a year and then he would spend the next year deciding what the script he would write the next year. So he didn't have a clear picture in his mind ahead of time while writing this. He wrote it year by year. So that could be why some of it's kind of broken up and there's not really an overarching theme. I felt like they tried to cram a theme into it at the end, but it was like really lame. And so,
but everyone's saying that, like, they're saying, you know, your childhood doesn't really have a plot either, but you can say that about literally anything you make a movie about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to watch a story that has no purpose for existing.
And they did come up with a theme, and like, but it just was kind of a weird theme. Like, can I say the last line of the movie?
Oh my God, it was so stupid.
It was like, he's having this deep moment, and he's like, you know, moments happen all the time. It was like something like that.
It's like, they're continuous. And it's over. And it's like, but no, the thing shit. Is he's like fucking 18, so I'm sure to an 18-year-old that seems really deep, but...
When I was 18, I would have been like, oh, man.
Yeah, but it sort of felt like an essay I would write in like 5th or 6th grade, where at the end I realized, wow, I had no point. I just rambled. All right, I'll write one last sentence, and then I'll put a nice bow on it, and then I'm a fucking genius. Yep.
Yeah. Done.
But...
So that's the part that missed. And some of the relationships I felt were underdeveloped, like between him and the mom.
Literally all of them except
for him and the dad, I guess. Yeah.
So Ethan Hawke is awesome.
Yeah, he was really good.
And I liked the main character. I liked him. He was all right. He was a lot better than his sister, who was played by the director's daughter.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clear nepotism there.
No acting experience.
No, and she's terrible.
So, yeah.
And man... She had some awkward ears there. She's pretty brave to go on camera every year, I must admit.
Yeah. Probably 4 years. Like, you're going in there, kid.
Yeah. But I guess it wasn't a bad movie. If they cut out about an hour of it, I probably would have enjoyed myself. It's just calling it Best Picture is ridiculous. There's not
What's
a lot
What's it going
there.
Up when against?
When are the Oscars?
I don't even know.
I think it's like next weekend.
The only movie I really... I'm excited. I haven't seen it, but I'm excited. It's kind of getting some Oscar buzz is Birdman.
Mm.
It's the one where Michael Keaton is playing like a superhero that's over the hill, and he's kind of dealing with that.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know a lot about it. He could be someone who played a superhero. Yeah. He could be an actual superhero.
It relates a lot to the theater, so.
Okay, so it's probably he played one. So.
Yeah.
All right, well. Clearly, I don't know a ton, but I do know Boyhood is way overrated, and I would not recommend it unless you got 2 hours and 45
minutes.
I'd
still recommend it, even though I wished for more, just because it is a cool concept, and there's not really another movie like it. And if you can appreciate the simplicity of it, it's good. I just felt like at the end, they tried to get too... they tried to get too deep, and it just didn't really work.
Well, again, because there was no real Because
there wasn't... Yeah, they realized, we need to wrap this up somehow. So we'll make these big statements that don't really mean anything.
But honestly, if it wins Best Picture, it'll be, I think, one of the worst decisions that the Academy has ever made.
The Academy?
So,
dang, that's bold.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just...
I got to see this for myself now.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have 2 hours and 45 minutes to waste on a piece of garbage?
I mean, I play video games, don't I?
Yeah, but that's that's for game time, bro.
That's true. Not garbage, folks. Not
garbage.
Yeah,
that's your second job now, playing video
games.
Third
job. Well, depends on how you look at it.
Well, that's true. Well, your second full-time job.
There you go.
Yeah, you always have to do it.
There you go.
But I know you're a blossoming photographer, mm-hmm. and I know one day that'll be your full-time first time job.
That is correct.
And I can't wait for that. But
right now it's bartending,
game time, bro. Game time, bro, and photography.
Yep.
Yes.
You're a man of many traits.
Jack of all trades.
A Stevie of all trades.
Oh.
But yeah. So have you heard about Danielle's bet with me?
Oh yeah.
I think you told me about this.
So,
but go ahead, because I could be.
Well, we've talked about it before, and it's essentially that we had found ourselves not doing the cat box enough.
Yes.
So we would switch off every day, and whoever broke the chain would lose, and the winner would win the bet. For me, if I won, I would get a new 3DS, and if she won,
I would get a bed for our guest bedroom.
Yeah, so both very selfish. Selfish wants right there. She selfishly wants a bed for someone
else. For our
else.
Guests, yes.
And I want a 3DS for everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone can play on your 3DS.
But Spoiler alert, she lost. Like, oh, I knew she would.
I did. I don't have the commitment. I have too many things going on in my head. Well, I just can't remember.
Well, you need to use some laser focus like me.
But then nothing would get done.
That's not true. Game time, bro.
I get a lot of things done with my multitasking focus.
Okay, whatever. You still lost the bet.
And that's what I'm looking at over here.
I got my new 3DS.
Are you going to review it on your website?
Yeah, I am. But we
Instagram our first post.
Nice. Yes, we did. You can see that at Game Time Bro on Instagram.
Nice.
But what it is so it's a Majora's Mask themed 3DS, and it's very rare. Like they didn't make a ton of them. So all the pre-orders sold out, and the only place you could get it on release date was Target.
Oh yes.
But I knew that, and so I went on Friday. I went to Target at 6 a.m. to stand in 3 degree weather.
That's insane.
So I got there.
I don't have that drive.
No. So I got there at 6 or so, and I was like, cool, no one's out in front. I'm the first one here. I'll wait till someone else gets here, and then I'll get out of my car. Well, as soon as I got there, someone else jumped out of their car.
Oh,
so
God.
They beat me there, and it turned out that they were there at 4:15 a.m. just waiting for me.
Jesus.
So, but she was actually there with...
Was a girl.
With her boyfriend's mom, who was a midget.
Oh.
Is that the right word? Little person. I don't know.
Vertically challenged. It changes all the time.
She was really cool, and I enjoyed talking to her immensely.
I do not know. Yeah, what is
the correct...
It changes
all the time.
I'm sorry. I really apologize if anyone's offended by that. That was not my intention, but she was really cool, and she was...
You didn't call her Tyrion, did you?
No.
That's good. But that would be offensive.
She was standing there waiting for her son to get it. And she was freezing. You could tell. I felt really bad. I told her, you know, you can go back in the car, and I will vouch that you were here second. I don't care. But she wouldn't do it. I don't think she trusted me. So anyway, I stood there for about an hour and a half. It was like 7:20, and my toes were going to fall off. And I needed to just leave. So I told everyone, which was five people in line at the time, that I would go and buy them hot chocolate at Dunkin' Donuts if they would save my seat. So that's what I did. I went and got them all hot chocolate, and they were very thankful. But when I got there, no one was in line except one person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was waiting there to save my spot. And then when we get... Because everyone else went to the back of Target, because that's where they're told to stand. And when we got there, there was like 30 people in line.
Yikes.
Yeah, so thankfully I had the hot chocolate to... bribed those people to let
You're
me
like,
back
hey.
In third spot, and I benefited because I got to go inside for a little
bit.
Yeah,
seriously.
But the guy who waited for me, a guy that I respect deeply for doing that, they didn't let him back in his spot. He got there fourth, and he ended up in sixth spot.
What?
Out of like 32 or 35
so
or whatever.
So he didn't have to go the back of the third
person line. No, he didn't,
line.
But the problem is that the super rare 3DS that I wanted... There was only five of them at Target.
Yeah.
So he got screwed. And the person in front of him cut everyone. Everyone.
That's annoying.
He was there like last. So I bet.
And that's the same guy that wouldn't let the other guy back in his spot?
So this is the guy. No, this is just a random guy that cut everyone. Because when we went through the door, it was kind of a mad dash. But,
yeah.
So I ended up being third. But I was so upset that this guy didn't get the 3DS he wanted, because he was the guy that stayed there and waited for me, and I begged him to let me trade him, because he got a red one, but I had the 3D the Majora's one. But he wouldn't take it, so his name was Greg. To me, he'll forever be a Game Time Bro.
Greg,
seriously.
I hope you're listening.
Greg,
misconnections.
Exactly.
Craigslist.
If you ever hear this, email me and I will buy you a Majora's Mask 3DS, because you really earned it.
We should have him as a guest.
No, seriously.
I'd like to interview
him. That's really nice of him. It stinks that people that are nice can get screwed, and, you know, the one that was selfish and cut the line got what they wanted.
Yeah, I get, you know, I do believe in karma, though. And one day, Greg will get his, and that dickhead will get his as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, But yeah, I got my 3DS. I'm pretty excited.
Whoop, whoop.
That's awesome.
Danielle lost a bet, which is pretty cool.
Whoop, whoop. I know. But we should probably wrap up.
Yeah,
huh?
Unfortunately, Stevie's got to take off pretty soon. But
we sound like I'm dying now.
Yeah,
too.
Well, we wanted to end it with one would you rather.
Perfect.
Just okay. One. Let's,
that's fun.
You know? But so Danielle's going to find one. We probably should have prepared
I
before
know,
we doing
should've.
This.
Yeah, Danielle.
It looks like Danielle seems a little put upon, like I sprung this on her.
All right. Well, here's one.
All right.
Would you rather compete in the Olympics, place first, and have the gold medal publicly taken away from you 1 year later, or win second place indisputably?
Stevie? I'm pretty confident in what I'd do. I'd absolutely take first place because it's only a year. It's a year later, and by that time, no one will even pay attention. I'll always be a gold medalist in a lot of people's minds.
No, you'll be the guy that lost his gold medal.
Oh, even better. Now I'm just, you know.
I would take a solid second because if I got second in the Olympics, that would be amazing.
I'd probably take second, too. This is like...
you guys can fucking eat my dust. Because I'm in first, baby. But I'm just like UMass. UMass went to the Final Four. They have the banner up in the Mullen Center. And that was stripped immediately. But they still have the banner up. They paid Marcus Camby to get them to that Final Four. And as far as I'm concerned, they're still fucking Final Four. Whatever you would call it.
You're
you can't call them champions.
You're like the Little League, the most recent stuff with the Little League kids.
Oh, my God.
How, like, they got their title stripped, and now Las Vegas wins. So Danielle and I are Las Vegas, and you are Chicago.
See?
Yeah, but
so
it
we
didn't
win
say,
in
no,
the end.
It didn't say you would get first place. Like, if it told me I'd get second and then was handed first place, you're always going to be second. I was first for a little bit.
Yeah, but then haters are all going to be like, oh, he didn't actually get
haters
it.
Haters going to hate Danielle, and I don't give a fuck.
You're going to have a
Confucius
lot of haters.
Confucius once said that.
I don't give a fuck.
You're going to have
clearly.
A lot of haters.
I just want to claim to be the best at
so
something.
So why would you choose second, Steve?
The roller coaster of the high of the gold medal and then the low of getting it stripped away publicly, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what you, like, it's a year later, but it's public, so people are going to remember, like,
But I was...
And it's not going to get taken away silently. You're going to have to go through a few months of everybody being like, oh, like, he didn't deserve that, and writing about you in newspapers,
talking about you
everywhere.
It's another year in the
everywhere.
Spotlight.
Yeah, but you're in a negative
light.
It's
all about the limelight.
Yeah. What's it say?
Oh, yeah, no... press is good press?
Yeah, all publicity is good publicity? I totally think that's true.
Wow, you're a diva.
But, like, look... We could get so much traction on Game Time, bro, if I was in the news for cheating at the Olympics. That'd be crazy.
True.
Yeah, they'd all follow us on
Olympics.
Instagram.
Tell Boston Olympics.
They'd go to GameTimeBro.com or Instagram at GameTimeBro or Twitter at GameTimeBro.
Wow.
Yeah. Or you could reach me at Keith@GameTimeBro.com. That's my email address.
I don't think I have one of those emails yet.
You don't yet.
All right.
So you're doing your plugs. I see. I see how it is.
That's usually how the show wraps.
Well, this GameTimeBro.com is hosting this podcast.
That's true. If you want to listen to more episodes of The Pod Couple, you can go to GameTimeBro.com. This is not a gaming podcast, so just so you know, and you don't have
even
to be afraid.
Even though I talked about the 3DS for 10 minutes.
I give Keith a little bit of time to talk about games, but the whole thing won't be games. So, all right. Well, adios, everybody. Hope you have a good Monday.
Are you bilingual?
Hasta mañana. Oh, wait, no, that means tomorrow, right? So we're probably not doing this tomorrow?
Probably not. I wish. I love doing this.
Hasta luego. I think I said that right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm Keith Sheffer.
Steve Sheridan.
I'm Danielle Sheffer. And we say goodbye. Meet me down at the old-